Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Andy Suggs with Reckon Branding. Welcome, Andy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm excited to learn about Reckon Branding. Who do you serve and what do you do?
Yeah, no, thanks. So we serve a lot of businesses in and around Atlanta. We do branding and brand activation. So kind of what that means is, there's a lot of amazing, great branding, shops in Atlanta, but unfortunately those can often be very expensive and they can take a long time to do. So we've felt like there's a niche in Atlanta, kind of an underserved market of kind of that mid-tier company that really needs still strong branding, but they're unfortunately overlooked. So we've really customized our process to fit that audience. So for us, the branding phase is just kind of like the beginning of the relationship. So not only do we create the brand focus for them, but then we continue to partner with them to activate that brand and manage that brand. Because unfortunately, a lot of companies get the brand from the company, but then they don't know what to do with it. And so unfortunately, it never really takes off. So that's where we found our sweet spot. And that's something we're really passionate about.
Now, I'm a big believer in branding. I believe that companies that don't put any intentionality behind their branding, they're still going to be branding, except they're not going to be doing it with any kind of mindfulness or any kind of end in mind. How do you kind of educate your customer to elevate branding as a bigger priority than just something like, oh yeah, we have a brand, you know, same thing as corporate culture. Yeah, we have a culture, we don't pay attention to it, but it's going to form somewhere in there.
No, you're absolutely right. Either you're defining the story for your brand or your clients and customers are for you. And so, we usually start working with a client because they have a need outside of branding. You know, hey, we need a new website. Okay. Yeah, we could see how you could benefit from it, but really, what's your issue? What's your problem? And going through what we call just a discovery phase, which is not long. It just takes a few weeks. We interview their customers and often they have industry partners. And we lead the key stakeholders in the business through some of the same exercises and questions. And then we do the same questions to, like I said, their clients and their partners. Then we come back to them and say, hey, this is what you said. This is what you think. This is what they said. And this is what they think. You know, this is how aligned or unaligned you are. More often than not, it's not the same. And that kind of opens their eyes to really how their clients perceive them. And looking at their competition, we can also say there's a real opportunity here for you as a company to authentically own this direction and really set yourself apart from your competitors. So it's just going through that phase, and it's very strategic. It's not subjective. Any smart business owner will look at that and go, oh yeah, you're right. I never really thought about it that way. I could see the benefit of it. Starting off with that exercise is how we get people to really see the benefit of it.
And then how do you kind of communicate how this is going to pay off? Because this seems like kind of, it sounds foundational, but it sounds like it's also kind of a long-term bet that it's not something that, oh, I need, two more sales next week. It doesn't sound like this is going to get you that, but over the long haul, I think it's super valuable.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of the things is like, it's difficult, especially if like a business owner is doing well, so they're like, I don't really see the value in it. But so I think the part of the big question when we start working with anybody is like, if we were to get together again in a year from now and this partnership were to be a success, what would that mean to you? And that's unique, honestly, to each situation. So I think identifying that, whether it's more clients, whether it's larger margins, whether it's, you know, more followers socially, and figuring out in their eyes and connecting the dots to how does that encourage business? Because that might mean in a year from now, they want to have more revenue coming through, or they may say, hey, you know what? In 5 years, I'm thinking about selling this. And having a very strong brand, you know, if you can go to someone who's interested in taking ownership of your company and say, we have X number of many email addresses in our database. We have this many people following us on social. We have all these active conversations going on. We have this ranking in Google SEO. That's a real value and can severely increase, you know, what someone would be paying for your company if they're going to acquire it. So I think, you know, there's no blanket statement to say, you know, this is the reason why you do it. I think that's part of kind of our approach is getting in there, understanding what's unique to each business and what are their pain points and how can we help them get where they're wanting to go.
Now, when you started the business or when you started working for the business, how did you kind of position yourself? You mentioned that, you know, you're trying to be more of a affordable, approachable branding agency, but did you kind of niche down and say, okay, we're going to focus in on this group of people or this size company? Or like, how did you kind of brand yourself in the minds of those potential clients of yours?
Yeah, you know, the beauty and the curse of the size. I mean, we're only a shop of seven people, but that's very intentional on our part. As you get bigger, there's a place for big agencies. I will not argue that. But for kind of that mid-tier brand, they need partners that, frankly, are more nimble and reactive and can do more than just one specialty thing. So we found that unintentionally just being kind of a smaller boutique branding and creative agency, for us, you know, we were not intentionally being a cost savings, but we kind of were because, you know, we don't have a staff of 30 or 40 people. So it kind of just organically grew that way. And, I think coming in and establishing us as more of a long-term partner, whereas I think a lot of creative shops have that one thing they're really good at, which I get it and I can appreciate that, but that usually that engagement's very limited to whatever that time frame is to get that website done or that brochure done or whatever it would be. And then there's no accountability, there's no long-term relationship. And we, as a smaller shop who frankly lives and dies off of referrals, those are the things that we really strive to achieve. So having those long-term partnerships and unintentionally becoming involved in the day-to-day of their businesses because we stuck around for a long time. I mean, I think I did an audit of our clients a couple of years ago, and the average tenure of our clients was like 6.5 years, so which is pretty unique in this business. But we like that. You know, we like being around, we like seeing companies grow. We like seeing the success of what we do and making sure that it actually works. So that was a win-win for us.
Well, it sounds like a solid strategy. Fewer clients that hang around longer, that makes everybody's life easier. So everybody wins when that's happening. If everybody's still getting the value from it, it makes perfect sense.
Well, we enjoy it, to be completely honest. I think there's a kind of a philosophy here in the agencies we've known and where I've worked, where you as an agency have that one big or two big clients, which is great. But when then you staff up to 20 or 30 people, and then that client brings in a new CMO and they have their team and they bring them in, by no fault of what you did, you've just lost 70% of your revenue. And then you have to let most of your agency go. And we don't like that. You know, we've been very intentional about the people we've hired. We want to make sure that they continue to work with us, invest in their career alongside of us as growing our brand. And that approach of, for us, having, you know, a good number of mid-sized companies where if by one reason or another, they go out of business or they do sell or something happens where we don't work with them, I'm not having to let any of my staff go. So that's kind of the growth focus for us as a company and where we want to go.
Well, let's try to help some folks. What advice would you give for maybe that aspiring mid-sized company, the small company now, that wants to kind of get off on the right foot and maybe put some good foundational branding elements in place? Like, is there some low-hanging fruit that entrepreneur maybe who has a small firm that can put in place, or is this something you need kind of fresh eyes and experts to help you with?
No, you know, that's the thing. Like, we know we can only help so many companies. So we have a lot of resources. So if anybody wanted to reach out to me, we have documents we can give business owners to go through on their own. But that one thing I would recommend, and this is like the most common mistake that everybody makes when we start working with companies, is so often they sell what they do. They don't sell why them. And I think so many times I've walked people through their websites and their brochures, and I say, take your name and your logo off of your website. Is what you're saying unique to you? Or could your competitors say the same thing? And then it's like the light bulb goes off. They're like, they get it. And so that's where we really need to get into. Like, if someone were to refer you to one of their colleagues, why would they recommend you? And if it's because of price, if it's because of how long you've been in business, it's because of features that you offer, that's not a long-term success strategy. So getting the business owner to look at what they do and really evaluate it from an outsider's perspective gets them to realize what's the real value of branding. And frankly, that's, you can do that on your own. You know, just go look at, pick three of your top competitors, go audit their websites, look at their materials, and then look at yourself. Are you selling and saying the same thing that they're saying? And if that's the case, you're always going to be trying to differentiate yourself on price. And that's just not a long-term strategy for growth.
Now, how do you help those folks that, and I see it time and time again in professional services, like the law firm, the CPA firm, you know, those kind of folks, like you said, you can change logos on it. You know, you pick 10 of those websites, change logos, you couldn't tell them apart. Do those kind of businesses where, at least in the consumer mind, it seems like they're selling the exact same thing, how do they kind of find that differentiating point, like their own kind of secret sauce?
Yeah, no, great question. And that's where we really are passionate about, like when we start working with any kind of firm like that, exactly what you said, a law firm is a great example, is interviewing the clients, you know, interviewing their partners, because like, especially and as an attorney, they have special, you know, special areas that they focus on, and they'll often get referrals from other attorneys. Well, you know, if an attorney is referring their client to you because you specialize in an area, they're not going to do that if they don't trust you. So there's something that you're doing as a professional that they trust and would make that connection. So having those conversations with your clients, having those conversations with your partners, why, if they were to refer you, what would they say? And you can do that on your own. This is the one thing where I really do recommend having a third party do that, because there's just that freedom to maybe say some things that they wouldn't feel comfortable telling you to your face. And finding out those areas of weakness are just as important to know. So those conversations, and when we do that with people, it's not 30 or 40, it's like 10. Because real quickly, when we get into these conversations and these interviews, I see consistent themes happening and popping up. And when I see that, it's the quality, you know, versus quantity. I can go back to them and say, listen, you know, this is why these people love working with you. This is what they say about you. And this is where you need to push your brand and embrace it and what you're saying on your site, how you visually bring the brand to life. And then that's how they can start to differentiate themselves versus their logo or their colors.
Now, part of your work is helping nonprofits. How did that kind of happen? Was that something that was intentional, or was this like maybe at a client that said, hey, you know, I'm also working here, can you help here?
Yeah. One of our biggest clients is a not-for-profit program that the state is funding and Emory University is managing. And it's a program that helps people get diagnosed for Alzheimer's and dementia. So it was just very rewarding to do that, to use your skill to help make our community a better place versus selling, you know, chicken fingers or, you know, cleaning supplies. Nothing against that, but it just feels good to know that what we're doing can actually hopefully make a difference in our kids' worlds. And that kind of engagement, you know, was, and sharing that brings us opportunities for other not-for-profits and working with, you know, Show Abilities, one that we've been working with, we talked about briefly. They help people with disabilities get talent bookings, comedy acts or dancing performances. And it just feels good. And that is something that I think as a, as an organization for us, we want to get more of. It's nice to be able to go to your team and part of selling why we want to create a really strong group of creatives is we want to provide the service for not-for-profits, because there's always this hurdle, you know, they don't have money, they don't have focus, but they're trying to do good. And coming in and helping give them that focus, same thing to them as you were to talk to an attorney, like, don't sell what you do, sell why this person should donate their time or donate their money to you versus other organizations out there who are seeking the same dollar or volunteer time. It's the same idea. You have competitors. You don't think of it that way because you're just trying to do good and people, you want them to donate because you're doing good. But that person also has like 10 other organizations who are reaching out to them for the same money at the same time. So it's a business. You know, you have to think that way. And I think us coming in and working with these not-for-profits gives them the focus that they need to really reach the goals that they're looking to attain.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. If somebody wanted to reach out to you and have more substantive conversation about your work, what is the coordinates to get a hold of you or somebody on your team?
Yeah. So our website is reckonbranding.com. That's R-E-C-K-O-N branding.com. Or if you want to email me directly, I'd be happy to chat. It's Andy, A-N-D-Y, at reckonbranding.com.
Well, thank you again for sharing your story. You're doing important work and we appreciate you.
Oh, thanks for the time. I really do appreciate talking to you today.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.